Good Friday morning, church. This is our last day of the week. We are looking forward to a wonderful time this coming Sunday. But today we are going to be reading Psalm 142. And again, God's saving word for today is prayer. And today's reading is a psalm attributed to David when he hid in a cave to escape his enemies. You can read about that in 1 Samuel 22, verse 1 and 24, verse 3. The writer is in a state of despair and pleads for help to be released from his distress, promising to praise the goodness of God. And so let's get started. The title of Psalm 142 is A Prayer for Help. Psalm 142, verse 1, I call to the Lord for help. I plead with him. I bring him all my complaints. I tell him all my troubles. When I'm ready to give up, he knows what I should do. In the path where I walk, mine enemies have hidden a trap for me. And when I look beside me, I see there is no one to help me, no one to protect me, no one cares. Lord, I cry to you for help. You, Lord, are my protector. You are all I want in this life. Listen to my cry for help, for I am sunk in despair. Save me from my enemies. They are too strong for me. Set me free from my distress. Then in the assembly of your people, I will praise you because of your goodness to me. Today's key verse is Psalm 142, verse 5. Lord, I cry to you for help. You, Lord, are my protector. You are all I want in this life. You know, the writer here speaks of being in despair. And I just would ask you, have you been in places in your life when you could honestly say that you were in total despair? There was nowhere else to turn. You might even be in that situation today where you seem to be just overcome with, I don't know, medical issues, bills, family problems, whatever it is. But in the Word of God promises us that He is there for us, especially in our times of despair. Let us pray. You, Lord God, are my protector, and you are all I want in this life. I thank and praise you for your goodness, and in faith I know I can tell you my troubles, trusting that you alone can set me free from my distress and surround me with your comforting love. Amen. Well, that about does it for our time together this week, church. Don't forget, this coming Sunday is Mother's Day. I look forward to seeing all of you in church and to seeing a good group of people on the internet with Facebook and with Zoom. And we are going to have a wonderful time in the Lord this Sunday. So until then, God bless you, is my prayer.